Hello, this 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 105. 105. And I'm so happy to be talking to you today. We are moving on to 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1, which is our fundamental scripture. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always pause here to say what? You have not believed in vain. Thank God that you keep listening to the word. "For I delivered unto you that which I also received, first of all, how that Christ died." So we have been looking at the first of all of how Christ died. And I want to say thank you to all those who sent me wishes and prayed for me during my 25th wedding anniversary, which was just yesterday. Thank you so much. It's a whole week celebration, and my husband is celebrating me, and I'm also celebrating him. So thank you so much. In the previous episode, we spoke about how Jesus commended his spirit into his Father's hands and gave up the ghost and died. And I said to you, or yielded up his ghost. And I said to you that he yielded it up. He yielded it up so that you will not yield up to the devil. You will not yield to the devil. He gave up so that you will not give up to the devil. Because right now, by his finished work, he has made you a master of the devil, a master of circumstances, absolute master of anything. No matter what is coming against you, listen, you are the master. Hey, say, "I am master." Oh, say it again. Say, "I am master." Say, "I am absolute master of Satan, of darkness, of evil, of any circumstance I face. I am master." Say it again. I am master. That's what the new creation has done for you. So we are looking at the physical events before we go into the spiritual events, the messianic scriptures and Isaiah and all that. Good. Today, I want us to look at, "Into your hands I commend my spirit," again, which is Luke 23:46. And I want to say that one of the things that stands out about Jesus saying, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit," is that it was a voluntary death. Listen, it was a voluntary death. He did it willingly. Jesus did it because he was what? Your substitute. But I mean, by this time, listen to all these episodes. By this time, when I say something, you should even fill in the spaces for me. He was your substitute. So he did it voluntarily. And even though his death was planned by men, wicked men, as 2:23 says, "Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." Yes, men played that part. Wicked men, wicked hands killed him, but it was a voluntary death. And that is why he could say, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." The other thing I want to say is that Jesus was handing over his life to his Father and dismissing his spirit. Oh, this fabulous. Jesus was handing over his life to his Father and dismissing his spirit. Nobody does that in this world. That somebody will say, "I am determining when I'll die, and that I'm dismissing my spirit. Go, my spirit, go." And then my body just, you know, falls down. Nobody does that. But Jesus did it. He bowed down his head and died. He dismissed his spirit he dismissed his spirit. Now you can look at how Stephen died, because Stephen was also a martyr. Stephen was killed by others. But when Stephen was dying, Stephen didn't say, hey, dismiss the spirit. No, he said, Lord Jesus, and you can find this in Acts 7:59. He prayed and said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Lord Jesus, what? Receive my spirit. In other words, they will kill me and I'll die, but my spirit will be separated and will come to you. He could not determine when he will die, because he too, wicked men were killing him. But he could not determine. But as for Jesus Christ, he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. He said, my spirit, go! And my body, it's time to die. How wonderful. He was really in charge. He was really in charge. Oh, hallelujah. This is our Lord. And he went there, not because not for anything, but for me, for you, so that he could be your substitute. He could be my substitute. And he died this painful death so that I will not go through what he went through. No, there is no need for me to also suffer what he suffered. He suffered it, so I will not suffer it. Oh, I thank God. He suffered it so that what? You will not suffer this. You will not suffer this. In the name of Jesus, I'm not saying martyrs, those who are killed for Christ and all that, is not good. I never said that. But I'm just making that relationship, showing you the relationship that Jesus had power over his spirit to say, Spirit, go. Spirit, go. And body, just melt on this earth. I mean, you are. It's done. It's over. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for the grace he's giving us. And all the finished work that he did for us through Christ. We thank you, Lord.